Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Ryan Girdler, Gordon Tallis, and for the first time on Sunday Triple M Footy, Billy Harrigan. Hello to you.
Hello, Dan. Hello, boys.
Have you enjoyed the first round so far?
I have. Yep, thoroughly enjoyed it. Been some good games. The refereeing's been very good right across the board, and I've been enjoying it. And I'm looking forward to this game out here, and unlike most people, I'm saying Penrith will wipe them.
Wow, geez, that's a bold prediction early.
Just on that, I really love the referee's new outfit.
The black one?
The black one on Thursday night or whatever. I think they've got rid of the collar and the big sort of three or four button-up. It was like a polo, like an oversized polo where they didn't have any, this will fit you. They look more streamlined. The referees look more intimidating.
Thank you, Tommy Hilfiger.
Black would have been better in another game, not in with the Brisbane, because it blended with them. It wasn't a good choice of colour for that game.
You nitpicking, Bill?
No, I'm just saying.
No, you nitpicking.
Hey, Billy's got a brand new segment.
What is that?
Let's play the theme music. Judge Billy. We had this a couple of years ago, I think, and we thought, no. We're going to bring it back. We let Billy off the leash. Judge Billy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, a bit of law and order. Beginning of the season, the referees department of the NRL said, and they actually announced it as a new rule. It's not a new rule, but they said they would clamp down on players playing the ball and making them play it with their foot or giving a reasonable attempt at playing it with their foot. And that's great. I love that because that's the rule. It should have been like that the last couple of years. But then in yesterday's game in the Roosters, you have Blake Ferguson gets away with a roll ball, steps straight over it. I thought, come on, refs. And he got away with it again. Come on, refs. He did it a third time, he got penalised, and he actually went to the referees and complained about being penalised for it. So my law and order, Judge Billy Call on this one, is Blake Ferguson, you are guilty, and get your foot on the ball when you play it.
Thank you. And anything else, Judge Billy?
Just a little one. I note that the referees are still warming up out in the paddocks. Please, there's a field here at Penrith. Get out the back and warm up out the back. If there's no field, warm up in the tunnels. We will see you for 80 minutes. We don't need to see you. And you don't need to give the crowd an extra 20 minutes to bag you before the game.
Thank you, Judge Billy. Very nice opening gambit. Pine Girdler.
They haven't walked out on the field yet today, Bill.
Oh, they're coming.
I haven't seen
them. They're coming. Did you see them on the other games? Still out
there.
No,
because this is my first game live for 2018.
Is that right? Yes, indeed, live at Brookie. Now, there's a rule, I think, workplaces, once it hits 38 degrees, if it's outdoor work, they're allowed the day off. I think there should be a rule, Ryan Girdler.
Don't you want to work today, then?
No, I love working here, but we should be allowed to have a cold beer while doing the game in 38-degree heat.
But is there a rule that we can't?
I think it's called professionalism.
Okay.
It just should be generally accepted.
It's never worried good.
Hey?
It's never worried good.
Oh, what? What an accusation. Yeah. Brent Reed, Billy Harrigan, Ryan Girdler, Dan Ganane.
He's right.
Team lineups for Mungle Boots, built for pure comfort. That's what a Mungle Boot is. Manly 1-17. Interesting changes for the Eels. Bo Scott, as had been suspected, is out. So Will Smith comes into the 17. Daniel Alvaro and Tepei Moroa drop to the bench. Kane Evans will start, as will Brad Takairangi. So that is the Parramatta team.
That's a big out.
Those teams for Mungle Boots. Yes, indeed. He only played about 28 minutes last week, but you can see when
Bo Scott, wrong with him?
It's a very good question, yeah. And I don't have the answer.
Okay.
But without any further ado.
Reedy?
I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Can I play the opener, please?
Sorry.
All rise for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Oh, really? I tell you what, I'm putting it back on the cards after two rounds. We should be able to check forward passes in this game through the video ref.
Yeah, no more video ref intervention.
It's not. Well, see, it's reduced because these referees are actually making decisions so far, round one and round two. Some of them. And so we're not seeing as many video decisions as what we have in the past. But when we see a blatant forward pass, I'm saying, why can't the video referee still review it? If he's not sure, he just turns around and says, nah, I'm leaving it on the field.
Because there's not 100% proof that the camera angles can detect it, Billy.
And
that is why.
Well, there is that question, but I ask you this too.
It's a good question.
I ask you this, Ryan Gerber. You have seen in the past forward passes which you have no doubt about, no doubt, and you could have ruled on it and said that's a no try because it's a forward pass.
I have that much.
You have seen them.
In those three men in the middle. That if they miss it, I'm not going upstairs to a guy with a camera that he can't get the right angle on to make the decision.
I'll give
it
a more important question. How many grand finals did you ref at, in the video referee's box?
That I was in the box?
Yes.
Four, five?
In the grand final, if you saw a clear forward pass, it had been sent up to you for something else, obstruction, something else, what would you have done?
You were going to ask me a question which is a little bit out of school.
You would have ruled a forward pass, wouldn't you? You would have taken it upon yourself to rule the forward pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what, you couldn't call it a forward pass, though. You have to disguise
You try to disguise it. Yeah, yeah, but, mate, in the end, you just turn around and I'd scream it out live. Forward pass, forward pass. He wouldn't know whether it was the video referee yelling out or his touch judge. Because you don't want to lose a grand final on a forward pass, so blatantly
obvious. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. So Judge Billy says,
allow the video referee to review a forward pass.
Thank you, Judge Billy.
Dismissed.
Not always a popular opinion, Judge Billy, but it's his judgment nonetheless. His segment.
All eyes for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Was that you? Did you do that voiceover?
Why do you accuse me of everything, Billy? Everything.
You and I've just got this relationship going, Gert. Well, we are into round five.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first four rounds of the players being hammered in the penalty counts, round five, we are starting to see that the players and the coaches have adhered to the stamp down on offside, play, and playing the ball with your foot. So there are still people out there.
I will not have it rammed down my throat, but I will accept the discussion.
I haven't finished. This is my segment. I don't interrupt you.
All right.
Gordy's been very polite today and not interrupting. He's been very good. How about you just butt out as well? Security guard, get him, put him in the dock.
That's radio, Billy.
How long is it going to go, this segment?
Put him in the dock. But we are still...
Don't point at me.
We still haven't achieved what we've set out to. Players are standing offside.
You consider yourself still part of their organisation?
So penalties are still being given 10 metres out, so we still have to stamp that out. So, one, the referees have still got to adhere to their policy, and that is if the players continually give away penalties within 10 metres of their own try line so they can reset the defensive line, they have to go to the sim bin. That's what I'm looking for in the next couple of weeks.
So you are admitting that players are deliberately standing offside and not being pinged?
No, if they keep doing it, we're not seeing them sim bin. They're getting penalised and that's it. Okay. They're going penalty.
Not anymore,
I want to see penalty.
But Gert, I thought that adhered to the...
Yeah, they're all behaving good.
Yeah.
And it heard...
New laws and it heard it here. Anyway.
I heard it here first.
So, if they keep giving away penalties near the try line, stick them in the bin.
Okay.
Thank you, Judge Billy. Okay. He had the James Graham point where he just had the finger bent, but was still pointed nonetheless. All right, from one... We are at that point of the day where Gordy gets a bit loosey-goosey. And he's just got the gaffer tape.
Yeah.
And like the old days.
Paul Sheeran.
Put the gaffer tape around his head.
Yeah, no.
You know what he looks like? Remember when you're little
David
and used
Barnhill?
To tape up one side of your cricket ball?
Yes.
Or your tennis ball?
I just do sandpaper.
Get some swing on it.
All right, well, we've just got enough time to do this. Billy Harrigan, hello to you.
Hello, Dan. G'day, boys.
Thank you, Billy, for joining us.
About time, Bill.
Finally.
Without any further ado,
save the best.
You tease. You keep people wanting more.
Is that what they call it?
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
All eyes for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Who'd have thought at the start of the season... If I said to you, put $100 on St George winning their first six games, you would have laughed at me. If I'd have said, put $100 on the Warriors to win their first five games, you'd have laughed. If I'd have said, put $100 on the Cowboys to be languishing in second last position after six rounds, you'd have laughed at me. You wouldn't have put it on.
The Eels to lose six in a row, Bill?
The Eels. Will you throw that one into the mix
as
well?
Can I throw that one in there for you?
Throw that in the mix as well. How good is that for a season start? You go into the office on a Monday morning and people are talking about the tipping contest and having a laugh and a joke about how they're only picking one or two games out of eight. We're seeing the referees clamp down and getting them back their 10 metres, play the balls quicker, And they're taking control of the game now and putting blokes in the sin bin, which we haven't seen for years. Then on the flip side, we're asking questions. Are the big guns that everybody rated as the top four who may win the competition, Cowboys, Roosters, Storm, will they hit their form as expected and come back in the next six rounds? Or will we still be looking at the Tigers, the Warriors and St George maintaining their form and holding a top four spot over the next six rounds? That's what's so exciting, and that's why I reckon this has been the best start to a season in the last 20 years.
Judge Billy has spoken.
Hey, Billy, can I...
I thought you got to go somewhere because you're guilty and you're going to get kicked
out.
Yeah,
this is Judge Billy. The court is in session.
This is the best today. Season for 20...
You're not stockpiling your good gear for that Fox show tomorrow, are you?
No.
Mate, I'll be watching. If you deliver the gold on Controversy Corner... Yeah, I know what happened, Billy.
Do you want a weather report?
Yeah, go on.
I'll give you...
Change of subject, but go on.
It's a beautiful day and very windy out at Lotto Land.
Thank you.
Yep.
I can tell you that. Okay. From personal experience.
Yeah, very good. Okay, all right.
Billy, can I ask you a question? And it's a question without notice, and I know you're a busy man. I don't know whether you watched all the games, but did you see the Melbourne game? You didn't see? Did you see the Billy Slater incident again? So Billy, obviously 2 weeks ago, Luke Lewis took a quick tap. Billy took a quick tap and fell over without being touched by Luke Lewis, and Luke Lewis was sent to the bin. Well, he struck again a couple of days ago for the Melbourne Storm, took a quick tap. Young Fitzgibbons, who plays for the Knights, he touched Billy. Billy fell over. He got 10. What do you do?
You got 20 seconds.
The referees now, after seeing that, put that in the little book, and the next time you see him fall over and everything, put him in the bin.
There you go.
Who, Billy?
No.
Yep, there you go.
He's done it for 300 games.
There you go.
Hold on.
Of course.
Too late, mate. See ya.
Now, without any further ado, it's time for this.
All eyes for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
During the last 6 weeks, I've clearly supported the referees with the clampdown and the play the balls and the offside, and I'm continuing supporting them because they're going to go to continue the clampdown until the players and the coaches wake up and start playing. But to be fair dinkum, I still have to sound them out when they get it terribly wrong. South Sydney versus
the Raiders.
The Raiders, and the tackle on Caesar by Sam Burgess is a send-off every second of every 80-minute game. And for the referee and the video referee, who had numerous opportunities to review it by video and make that decision and still failed to do it, has left me astounded. And then going from that, in last night's game in Tamworth between Newcastle and the Tigers, that last decision with Sean Kenny-Dowell contributed to the loss. I don't say cost them, but contributed to the loss of the Tigers, because on numerous occasions this year, we have seen the referees go... Take the ball and move back to where you were tackled and play the ball there.
You're talking about the penalty coming
Sean
out of
Kenny
their
Dowell
own end to lead up to the try.
Move forward after you got tackled, crawled forward, slammed the ball down behind the Tigers tackler, who was then getting up and retreating to the marker's position. Mm-hmm. The ball was kicked away, and instead of the referee saying, "Well, you stuffed that up, Sean Kenny Dowell, we're putting a scrum down," he penalised the Tigers player. They went down the paddock, scored the try, game over. Newcastle win the game. Again, I was astounded by that decision. They're my two for them. But then I also just got another one coming in this afternoon when I was listening to Gordy's segment called The Raging Bull. When The Raging Bull has his segment, he's entitled to say his two bobs worth and finish it without being rudely interrupted by Paul Kent and Ryan Girdler. So when The Raging Bull has his segment, give him the respect to say his two bobs worth, finish what he's saying, and then you can go for your life.
That is a good Judge Billy.
Yeah, thanks, Billy.
Am I allowed to speak now, Bill?
Yeah, go for your life now.
We just let you go, that's all. And during,
you tried to interrupt.
And during The Raging Bull on a weekly basis, Gordon usually looks to us for an opinion to create discussion. It's not just about his statement, it's actually open debate. Discussion. It's the debate, Bill. Unlike your segment, which is obviously all about you, Gordon's one...
You did interrupt last week.
But if you're going to bring up interesting points, Billy, don't you want us to discuss them?
At
or
the
do
end
you
of
just
it.
Need to be yours?
See how I did it today?
You like that?
That's my
Is that your format?
Bank. And then you go for your life. Okay. And Raging Bull, I'm 100% behind. And Leslie said she's 100% behind you on what you said.
Well, do you know what? When I did look at Maroon and they didn't know who Michael Shelley was, the boys just like, their eyes are rolling back. So I had to explain that he was the marathon runner.
All you know what?
But he's not a household name.
If he had stopped, the bloke coming third would have ran past.
Yeah, what's the bloke going third? He's got.
He's going to run past.
He sees two of them. He's got to stop.
Yeah, he's going straight past them. Mm-hmm. Collects a goal.
All right.
Hey, so Bill, he did the right thing.
Bill, can you get sent off for two knock-ons?
And let's go to a break. You idiot.
All right, this man, it is his time. Let's go.
All rise for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
The last couple of days...
Every time you laugh.
Yeah, I love it.
The last couple of days, I have heard people saying... Because of the bunker howler on Anzac Day, let's get rid of video refereeing. Well, video refereeing's been around for 21 years. It's not going away, and nor should it, because we see the athleticism of wingers putting the ball down, and we see a frame-by-frame, slow motion, and then we go, wow, it's a millimetre inside the line, and we give the try. Vice versa, we also see the howler that was made in the Nene McDonald try in the Roosters versus St George Anzac Day game, where the video referee gave a try when we all... The four of us in the box here, I know Channel 9 and Fox, everybody in their commentary team also said no try after we saw the first replay. But yet, the three blokes in the video box, or as we refer to now, the bunker, gave it a try. And everyone blames the bunker. The technology in the bunker didn't make that decision. It was the bloke in there pressing the buttons. And on that case, Jared Maxwell, a good bloke, came up with the wrong decision. What they were doing in there between the three of them, because there's three blokes in there, I don't know. They're all in the twilight zone to come up with that decision. But it's not the bunker and the technology. We do need to tweak it. There's some things that we could do better in the bunker, and one of them is this. I asked a question, whether it's of Bernie Sutton, Tony Archer, or Todd Greenberg. We don't have any depth. Jared Maxwell made that howler, yet he was on the next two games as the head video reviewer in the bunker. Where was the accountability? And there is no accountability because they don't have any depth. So I asked the question to those three gentlemen, why aren't we using the likes of the calibre of these men, Stephen Clark, Sean Hampstead, or Paul Simpkins, who are all still involved in the game, and Stephen Clark still works in the referees department for the NRL. Why aren't we using these blokes in the box with their experience? There's over 800 first grade games between them. Why aren't we using those guys? So I asked the question again of Todd Greenberg, Tony Archer, or Bernie Sutton. Let's start to get it right in the bunker by using referees like Stephen Clark, Sean Hampstead.
You've forgotten the other guy you just Paul mentioned.
Paul Simpkins, the poor bugger.
Brother said something then. Brother said something.
Well said, Billy. You glad you got that off your chest?
Yeah, well, when you have a look at it, there's Ashley Klein gets a gig in there twice this week. You get Maxwell does three.
But don't they want
Steve Chitty? Like Steve Chitty in that game last...
Oh, Chitty decision.
Fair dinkum. When...
wasn't that...
How many times did you need to see that? How many times do you need to see a replay before you go... That's a try or it's no try. But, yet we're seeing 9, 10, yeah, 11, 12. It but, kills.
Wasn't that, that the whole idea of the bunker, to get a central position and use the same people to make the decisions so we got some sort of consistency? Yeah. If we keep changing, getting these old guys that are over the hill like yourself and putting them in the bunker.
I mean, did you know that I didn't include myself?
I noticed that.
Good.
Do you want to go back there?
No, because I'm very happy with the job I got here working with you blokes at Triple M.
Yeah, but what about the nights that you're not here? Would you go help them out?
I love going out to the Opera House and spending time with
them. How are you technology-wise, Billy?
Yeah.
You'd be able to twist a couple of knobs?
Yeah, but you know what? I'd let someone else twist the knobs, mate. At least I'd be there just going, that's a try, that's a no try. Now, that Nene McDonald, we all said live, oh, that's a try.
But you never got anything wrong.
And as soon as we saw the first replay, we all went, that's no try. By the second replay, we said, this is a dead set, no try. By the third and fourth time, we're starting to think, he's looking to give this. He's kidding. And after, what, 12, he gives it. Please. Mm. What's the answer? Put one of the blokes back in there. They've all been video referees.
But don't they want consistency so it's the same bloke? In their ideal world, they'd have the same video referee games.
Well, why don't they then? But you've got, as I said, three by Jared Maxwell, one by Luke Patton. As the head guy, Chitty did two, Ashley Klein does two over the weekend. So they're still spread it amongst four of them.
All right.
I'm saying, are they the right people?
That is Judge Billy for another week.